Today on The Journey.
The fear of uncertainty is going to come over us. Things are going to be out of our control. But when that happens, we need to focus on the person of God. We need to understand that He loves us and He will never let us go.
We want to know what happens next. We like the path mapped and the plan to work as we designed. So what do we do when the road is washed out and the blueprint is altered or damaged beyond recognition? Ron Moore speaks to that problem in this half hour and offers practical solutions from the ultimate blueprint, God's unfailing word. Before that, a quick word about our premium offer for this series titled A Biblically Managed Life. It's a seven-step quest for a fulfilling life guided by God's word, and it's available for a gift of any amount at ronmoore.org. Your donation will help further our ministry of developing followers of Jesus Christ. Listen for the details later in the program. Now here's Ron with the message, Fear of Uncertainty, on The Journey.
We're involved in a series of sermons addressing the human emotion of fear. This emotion, experienced by us all, has the power to debilitate us, to freeze us, has the power to cause us to run to unhealthy places, and has the power to cause us sometimes to erupt like a volcano burning all those around us. Fear can come on us way too fast and stay with us way too long. Today we want to focus on the fear of uncertainty. The fear of uncertainty ranges from breaking world news to personal challenges to hidden sin. And the question is, how do we confront that fear? The only way we can address this fear is with God's word. And there are many scriptures that we can go to talk about this. But today I want us to look at one psalm that kind of encompasses what I believe is the confrontation for this fear of uncertainty. So take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm 33. And here's what I want to do. We're going to try a congregational reading. Psalm 33, sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with harp. Make music to Him with the 10-string lyre. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry hosts by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts them deep into the storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere Him. For He spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chose for His inheritance. From the heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From His dwelling place, He watches all who live on the earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. In contrast to that, the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him, on those whose hope is in His unfailing love, to deliver them from death and to keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. May Your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in You. There are three things in this psalm that addresses this fear of uncertainty. Number one, when the fear of uncertainty hits, you need to recalibrate your heart. Now, a lot of people, when the fear of uncertainty comes, they start asking a question. The question to the fear of uncertainty is, what if? What if this happens? What if this doesn't happen? What if this works? What if this doesn't work? So the question for the fear of uncertainty is, oh my goodness, what if blank? And we're good at filling in the blanks, aren't we? When we focus on the what ifs, fear becomes a constant companion. Uncertainty around us produces fear within us. So the psalmist says, time out. When you feel the fear of uncertainty coming on you, and you know what it feels like, then call time out and go back to God's word and recalibrate. Look at verse 1. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise always looks good on the believer. Uncertainty never does. Look at verse 2. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him with the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Now, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to pop up on my iPhone. I don't know what the breaking news is going to be. But this one thing I know, when I belong to Jesus Christ, I know that he is going to provide me, his word promises me, with new mercies every morning. Lamentations chapter 3, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And new mercies demand new and fresh and spontaneous songs of praise. Because God's mercies are new every morning, we can sing a fresh new song, live a fresh new obedience, demonstrate a fresh new love for Jesus Christ. If you're struggling with the fear of uncertainty, just call time out. Read Psalms of praise. Then sit quietly and allow God's certain word to wash over your heart. Recalibrate. Number two. Now in verse 4 and 5, the psalmist does something pretty cool here. He states a truth in verse 4, and then he skips to verse 6 and begins to drill down on verse 4. Then he states a truth in verse 5, and then goes to verse 12 to drill down on that. I'm going to read verse 4, and then let's go to where he drills down on it. Verse 4, you ready? For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. Think about that. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. Now go over to verse 6. That's where he starts talking about that truth. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. First, he says God's power, his rightness, his faithfulness is seen in creation. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, the starry host by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the water in the seas. He puts them into jars. This is the God we serve. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the earth revere him. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood still. Think about that. Regardless of what's on the news, regardless of what's coming into your life, regardless of the uncertainties, the God we serve, the God we call Father, is the one who spoke the world into existence. The fear of the Lord. Verse 8, let all the earth fear him, respect him, honor him, live in awe of him, demonstrated by obedience, revere him. But God just didn't speak the world into being like the deist thinks, like the great clockmaker created the clock and wound it up and let it run its course. He's intimately involved in history. Look at verse 10. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. Do you believe that? When you hear something on the news, is that just humanity running wild, or is God working behind the scenes of history? The Bible says he's working behind the scenes of history. The Lord foils the plans of the nation. He thwarts the purposes of people. But the plans of the Lord stand firm only forever, and the purposes of his heart through all generation. No plan of God can be thwarted. I love what Isaiah says in chapter 50, verses 7 through 10. Isaiah says, because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who'll bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who's my accuser? Let him confront me. It's the sovereign Lord who helps me. Who will condemn me? They will wear out like a garment and the moths will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let the one who walks in dark who has no light trust in the name of the Lord and rely on their God. Isaiah says, I have set my face like flint. I love that. Flint is a hard, hard stone. It was used in Isaiah's day to make knives. And Isaiah says, I have set my face like flint. I have set it hard. I have, one version says, a steadfast resolve. Why does he have such confidence? Because the sovereign Lord is by my side. He's the one who helps me. Look at verse 5. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. Now I go to verse 12 where the psalmist begins to drill down on that. Blessed is the nation, he says, whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. Now the writer here is speaking specifically about the nation of Israel, right? The nation of Israel serves one God. So what's the application for us? Well, I believe there's still a future for Israel, for sure. But the application for us, the people he chose for his inheritance, who is that? It's the church. Blessed is the church whose God is the Lord. Blessed are the people he chose for his inheritance. Doesn't rule out what's going to happen in the future with Israel. But for now, we are the ones carrying the ball. We're the ones holding the flag. We are the ones going forth to demonstrate what it looks like. People want to see what it looks like to live for Jesus Christ. There's a long line of people in the fear of uncertainty, but there's a short line with those who have confidence. And they're looking over to the short line at us saying, how do you live with this confidence that you say your God's in control of things? Do you really believe that when the bottom falls out of your life? This is when you know you have confidence or not. Look at verse 13. From the heaven, the Lord looks down to see all mankind. God doesn't look down to see a big Google map. He sees us individually. He knows what we're going through. From his dwelling place, he watches all who lives on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers all they do. He sees our inmost thoughts. He knows our fears. He knows what we're going through. Nothing takes him by surprise. And those who place their confidence in him can live without fear. Now, the psalmist is going to be clear that there are some things that you cannot put your confidence in. Look at verse 16. No king is saved by the size of his army. We want a strong military, but our confidence is beyond that. Look at the next part of that verse. No warrior escapes by his great strength. We don't put our confidence in human strength, ourselves or others. Look at verse 17. A horse is vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its strength, it cannot save. So our confidence can't be in horses or houses or retirement accounts or stock markets, because those things can't save us. Look at verse 18. In contrast to those who put their faith in kings and military and other people and positions and houses and cars, the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him. Back to that healthy fear. Because when we fear God more, we fear other things less. Honor, respect, living in awe of God on those who fear him and those whose hope is in his unfailing love. Beautiful word. Whenever you see that in your Bibles, it's a translation of the Hebrew word chesed, covenant love. God enters into a covenant with us, and he will never let us go. Nothing can ever separate us from his love. When we know Jesus Christ, when we've trusted in Jesus Christ alone, it's the only way to have a relationship with the living God. He enters into this chesed, this unfailing love, this covenant relationship with us. And we can know whatever challenges happen in our life, we can know that God is on our side and he will always be on our side. We can know that his love will never let us go. So when fear of uncertainty comes, you recalibrate. Time out. I got to recalibrate my heart. I'm going to focus on the person of God. And then one more thing. When uncertainty hits, we need to reassert our faith. Look at verse 20. We wait in hope for the Lord He is our help and our shield. Let's think about that verse. When the Bible says to wait, it doesn't mean just to sit on your porch and twiddle your thumbs. We move ahead. We do the things we need to do. We live in obedience, but we wait in hope. And again, that's not wishful thinking. I hope this happens. I hope that happens. Hope in Scripture is a certain confidence. We move forward. We are reasserting our faith because God's on our side, because we have recalibrated our hearts, because we are trusting in the person of the living God. Now we move forward with a certain hope because God is our help and our shield. I love the word help. It's the Hebrew word yatsar. And it means to come to the aid of, to supply a person something that they don't have and they need. In the Greek translation of the Hebrew Bible, the Septuagint, it's translated with the Greek word bathos, which is physician. God is our physician. He comes to us with just the right prescription that we need, with just the right spiritual antibiotic. When our leg is broken, spiritually speaking, and we can't move ahead, he comes to our aid. He sets the leg, and he makes it strong again. He is our help. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. We have our helper with us all the time, and he's our shield. He's protecting us from anything that comes. God is our help and shield. So we move forward. We can reassert our faith. We can do that with strength because God is our help and our shield. Look at verse 21. In him, our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. What does that mean? When we hear someone's name, we think of their characteristic, who they are, what kind of person they are. And so when Scripture says we trust in his holy name, the psalmist is saying, trust in the character, trust in the person of God. He's the eternal one. He's the creator of all things. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. He's omnipresent everywhere at the same time in his full being. He is independent of any person or anything. He needs no one else. And yet he's all loving. He called us to be his sons and his daughters. Trust in him. Reassert your faith. Have confidence, not because of who you are, but because of the God you trust. And then the psalmist says, may your unfailing love rest upon us, O God, even as we put our hope in you. Psalmist is asking for two things. Begin with the last part. Even as we put our hope in you, as I move forward, as I reassert my faith, as I live in obedience, as I raise my family the way I should, as I demonstrate confidence before my children, as I demonstrate confidence with those I work with, as I demonstrate confidence with my friend group, as I demonstrate confidence, as I move forward in your certain hope, then may your unfailing love wash over me. I got to tell you, I believe the world is looking desperately for people who are confident because the media thrives on fear. That's the marketing technique. You can turn on any day and you can get all the fear you want. What are we doing about it? Are we demonstrating confidence? Are we a person that stands in the short line of those living without fear, demonstrating like the individual said to me today, look me in the eye, going through some tough physical stuff and said, hey, this is when you know if your faith is for real. And the world desperately needs to see believers who trust in the living God and demonstrate that. And I guarantee you, if you live a life like that, people will take note of it. You want to share the gospel, you just live with true, godly confidence, and you'll have people coming up and saying, how do you do that? How do you face the job loss like that? How do you go through the death of a loved one like that? How do you face illness like that? You see, anyone can stand in the line of the fear of uncertainty. That's easy. And it's a long line. But our trust is in the creator of the universe, who's in charge of all things, who intimately knows us and loves us with a chesed love, a love of covenant. And he'll never let us go. George Matheson was born in 1824. Brilliant guy. He graduated with high honors from college and seminary in Scotland, despite the fact that he was visually impaired. He started losing his eyesight when he was younger, but when he got older, it started going more rapidly. Although Matheson never shared this story, never wrote it down anyway, it said that he was engaged to be married. And just before the marriage, his fiance realized that if she married him, she was really going to have to take care of him. And right before the wedding, she backed out. Matheson says that in the midst of what he called, quote, severe mental suffering, we might call it a broken heart, he clung to God's unfailing love, his chesed, his great compassion. And he found that when God was all he had, God was more than he needed. And Matheson wrote the words to an old hymn right during that time. Listen to these words. Oh, love. He just lost the love of his life, right? But now he says, oh, love that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fuller be. O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. Think about that. He's just lost someone who's closed her heart to him. But he says, I can't close my heart to you. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promises not vain that morn shall tearless be. O cross that lifteth up my head, I dare not fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be. The only certainty we have is the unfailing love of Jesus Christ. A love that will never let us go. So the fear of uncertainty is going to come over us. Things are going to be out of our control. But when that happens, we need to take time out and go to God's Word. We need to focus on the person of God. We need to understand that He loves us and He will never let us go. And life may be falling apart around us, but He is always with us. And then we need to reassert our faith. We need to move forward in the certain hope that we are on God's side, and more importantly, He's on ours. And we can demonstrate to a watching world what it means to live with confidence and live without fear.
And please stay with us. Ron returns with a special announcement just ahead. What does a biblically managed life look like, and how can you experience it? Ron Moore takes you on that spiritual journey in his booklet titled, A Biblically Managed Life. In its pages, you'll discover an eternal perspective that informs 7 days of life-altering challenges from Scripture. Things like how you can invest God's gifts of time and resources, living with a spiritual mind, and the influence you can have in this world. A Biblically Managed Life is yours for a donation of any amount when you visit ronmoore.org. Again, that web address is ronmoore.org. Or you may call 724-731-2018. That's 724-731-2018. Your gift today will help keep the journey on the air, developing followers of Jesus Christ. Now here's Ron to tell us about an exciting event.
If you live in the Pittsburgh area, I want to invite you to join us in person this summer for our Relevant Faith Apologetic Series at one of our campuses in Robinson, Ross Traver, South Hills, Washington, or at our Wilkinsburg campus. If you live outside the Pittsburgh area, you can join our online campus on Sundays via our website, our app, or our Facebook page. This series runs through the weekend of September 14th and 15th, and it tackles some of the most important questions facing our culture today. Questions like, is there absolute truth? Is the Bible reliable? The person of Jesus Christ, and the significance of the church. So visit our church website at BibleChapel.org. That's BibleChapel.org. You can get more information there about this series and about our church. We'll see you at one of our campuses.
Again, that web address is BibleChapel.org. Also, please remember to order your copy of A Biblically Managed Life. It's available for a gift of any amount at ronmoore.org. That's ronmoore.org. Or you may call 724-731-2018, 724-731-2018. And if the journey has made a difference in your spiritual life, won't you invite your friends and family to listen as well? We'll thank you, and we think they will too. Finally, please keep in mind that the journey relies on your generous donations to remain on the air, developing followers of Jesus Christ. Your gift today will be deeply appreciated. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join Ron next time as we walk together on The Journey.